Exclusive, Representative Ashley Hinson cheers advancement of bill that they funds WHO. By Sean Moran on July 12, 2023. Representative Ashley Hinson, ARYA, cheered the advancement of an appropriations bill that defunds the World Health Organization, WHO, in an exclusive comment to Breitbart News. The House Appropriations Committee approved the state, foreign operations, and related programs appropriations bill. Among other priorities, the bill prohibits funding for the WHO. It also includes a provision prohibiting the use of funds to support any international convention drafted by the WHO or United Nations without Senate ratification. Hinson told Breitbart News that the WHO should not continue receiving taxpayer funding while it hates the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and helps its cover-up of the coronavirus pandemic. Today, Republicans on the Appropriations Committee passed a bill to slash funding for the World Health Organization, a rogue international agency that takes its orders from the Chinese Communist Party and aided in their COVID-19 cover-up, Hinson explained. Until the WHO stops taking its marching orders from the CCP, they shouldn't get a massive check from U.S. taxpayers. The appropriations bill, according to a press release, also focuses on applying the Protecting Life and Global Health Assistance Policy, expanded Mexico City policy, on all health funds in the Act. Prohibiting funds to the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA. Banning disinformation and misinformation programs that violate the free speech rights of American citizens. Strengthening congressional oversight of funds provided in the bill and restricting the administration's ability to ignore congressional directives to fund an extreme, partisan agenda. Eliminating counterproductive climate programs that harm energy security and economic development in underdeveloped countries, which leaves them even more dependent on United States aid and more vulnerable to the malign activities of the PRC in Russia. Curtailing reprogramming and contingency authorities. Hinson added, "It's past time we stop sending our adversaries, and the groups doing their bidding, taxpayer dollars." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.